Joined today by Boone Mayor John Slight.
Good morning.
Good to have you here.
Thank you. Beautiful out.
And well, the wind did too.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of things going on. The Boone City Council did hold a regular meeting last night, and no, we did not get an appointment for the vacancy in the second ward.
Right.
Have two really good candidates.
Two great candidates. And yeah, what happened was after a little discussion, each candidate kind of got up, introduced themselves, and kind of give what their vision may be if they were on the council. And few council members asked questions, and then they all just kind of sat. And it's hard to do it, especially when you're in front of them, you know. And I get that, but that's how that's how we've done it in the past. But yeah, we were missing one council member. David Byrd was out of the country, and so he wanted to be a part of this. We kept through the meeting, we're trying to call him, and he's trying to call it. We just couldn't communicate, and so I suggested, why don't we just table this if everybody's okay with it? And the council, which I thought was good, was all in agreement that he should have a say in this as well. So we're going to table it till the next meeting, and then we'll have further discussion and hopefully get somebody appointed.
Not that you want to deny the second ward representation.
No, but no.
So you'd, again, would look at potentially selecting if everybody's there at the next meeting.
Yes.
And then the next meeting after that, they would be sworn
yes
to cover it.
Yep.
And again, this is an open position that will be coming up in the November election.
Right.
So, again, it would be a short-term thing. Anyway, Corey Hansen and Sarah Dietrich.
Yes.
Two really good candidates.
Great candidates. So we'll see how it goes. Yeah.
And that's what you were hoping for was.
Yeah, we always want good candidates. People, you could tell by listening to both of them. Both of them, you know, one in particular I know has followed and been to a lot of the meetings. The other has a great vision for the city. So I think we're fortunate to have two good candidates.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Council did get an update from Chris Blocker.
Yes.
About Boone County Convention Visitors Bureau and some of the things they have going on. Not everybody got to attend their annual meeting.
Right.
But we do know that there's a lot of activity that they've been doing and working on and hoping to expand on.
They are. And CVB, first of all, this Friday night's the first nights on the green, and that's downtown in the green space. Hope everybody can attend. So that's will be their first one. I think that's from 5 to 9, I believe it is.
Yep.
And so they'll have music, and I think there'll be
streets will be blocked off.
Streets again will be blocked, yes. And but that's going to be the start of throughout the summer into fall. So we'll get that started. But she did update us on some different things going on with there was a tourism update, and she did a nice handout. Yeah. And tourism weeks from May 7th through the 13th. And then they roll right into this summer. These are just things that she's involved with and Convention Visitors Bureau is involved with. Soul of Iowa, and that's Boone County, is one of seven selected to be highlighted in the 2023 State of Iowa Tourism Marketing, so that's great. May and June, I thought this was pretty neat, the Girls 1A State Golf and Co-Ed, so Class 1A Girls Golf Meet will be held at Cedar Point. That's May 25th and 26th, and then the Iowa Co-Ed June 6th. So that gives us
a little more exposure in the city.
A little more exposure, yeah, and brings people to our community. And then she talked about April 27th and 28th, the two buses with 54 each day will come to Boone for a mystery tour, which I thought that's kind of neat. So there's things going on. They're doing a great job at Convention Visitor Bureau. Then she went right into the marketing plan for the city of Boone. Excuse me. And these are different areas where they're marketing. So WHO, they're going to have 63 commercials from May through August. And Hello Iowa, filmed in Boone. KCCI, they're going to target video commercials for those surfing the internet, which is, so they're hitting different areas. Fox 17 will have over 100 commercials on KDSM daytime, and 200,000 impressions on audience extensions displays on TV platforms. And then, of course, Facebook is
sure
a lot of people are on Facebook, so they'll attack that as well. Good marketing plan. It's going to really get Boone out there, get more exposure, try to bring more people to our community, and that's what she does.
So. On one part of it is, again, it's all promotion for Boone County, but it does highlight a lot of Boone.
Yeah, it does. So we're excited about that.
It's going to be a busy year.
Yeah, it is.
A lot of things happening there. Again, that went on, and one of the other things that'll be coming up out here at the at the airport, we know is there's going to be a collaborative effort for an event sponsored by the airport.
Yes.
Usually the Pilots Association teams up with Farnham Aviation,
yeah.
And you get a lot of traffic in and out of there.
We do, which is great. That shows off our airport. They come into our community, some of those folks, as they fly in. And I think last year was huge.
Yeah.
Whenever they did. Was it last year? Yeah, I think it was. And
Then we had the Farm Progress
flight. True. So, no, great exposure for our airport. Those people do a great job. And you can see some future expansions out there someday. So
I'm going to jump right to the economic development part, because Terry Moorman did talk about that was one of the topics, really, that they did talk about when they were in Washington. Talked to legislative, not only staff members, but Senator Ernst, Senator Grassley, Congressman Feenstra, but about the aviation, and again, getting the dollars for, because we got a pretty good-sized project going on.
And
we do realize, and a lot of people don't think about it, but for the volume of traffic in and out of the airport, you got to remember the National Guard is heavily involved,
too. They're very, very much involved. So there's actually a couple projects that are being looked at out there. I can't give a lot of detail on it. I don't have all that as well. But these are big. These are huge projects. So I know our delegation that went out to D.C. wanted to get that out in front of our senators, our congresspeople, and let them know this is a possibility, you know, please be aware of this coming. But these are big. These could really change things in the community. It could create a lot of jobs as well. So we'll see what happens. But we're pretty excited about it. But it's down the road a little bit. But our airport commission is working tirelessly on this thing. And
you get a lot of grant dollars. I mean, you have to have some local match money in there.
We do.
Which you use, local option sales tax as a rule.
Yes.
Usually.
So.
That. Well, one of the other parts of it was they took some pressure off the mayor slightly regarding railroad traffic.
Yes.
And not just Boone and the Boone representatives that were there, but Ames and
Nevada
also.
Right. So they're experiencing some of the things that we are as well. Not so much in Ames as far as trains stopping. Nevada is. And they're having some issues as well. I'm still fighting with them, and I'm glad our delegation went out there and laid out the issues, how we participated in an overpass that doesn't even set in the city limits. The reason we did it, obviously, was for public safety. We have to be able to get to the north side of our community. The safety side of it, as far as kids walking under the trains, we've had that happen. It would be a terrible thing to happen if we lose somebody. So they went out, expressed our concerns, and hopefully getting up into that area with our senators and congresspeople, they can, you know, at least work with us with the railroad. Because right now when I contact them, I know I feel like it falls on deaf ears, because they, you know, they told us once we're just a small artery in their whole thing. And I understand that, but our job is to take care of our community. And I worry about the safety and getting emergency services to the other side of town. And we have to be able to do that. So,
and I know people will always say, well, give them a ticket.
Yeah. Well, and it's, you'd be ticketing the engineer. And I'm going to tell you right now, the employees for the UP, they've called me. They've called me from the train. So I've tried to stop out here so we didn't block, and they made me pull it in. And I get those calls a lot. And it's not those people. It's the people running the logistics, pulling those things in and building these trains and doing the crews switch offs. It's an ongoing battle, but we're not going to give up.
Keep working at it.
Yep.
And that's just one of the many other things that we continue to deal with. Did want to talk about a couple other things. The council last night did go ahead and chose the alternative that they wanted. It's going to be for lighting along Hancock Drive.
Yes.
And the extension there. The school district putting it in, and then the city will pay for operation, really, as we go forward. And that's pretty typical for a lot of developments.
It is. So, yeah, there was a couple options laid out. Option two is the one the council went with, and that when the customer wishes to purchase the poles and pay the monthly tariff for only the light fixtures, charges would be a one-time payment, and this would be the school, $30,000, $263 for the pole and cable installation, and then a monthly fee, which would be ours, would be the $157 for the light fixtures, and that's an estimate. Mm-hmm. So, but...
But at least a decision made to move forward.
Yeah, and get there. Exactly. So,
one of the parts of the meeting that I found very interesting was Dave Ades giving his little update. He just said, just to give the council a little bit of an update, a feel for what's been going on, We have definitely seen a big increase in residential building permits or permitting, and not just, and again, this is just in the first quarter of the year, really, the first few months.
Yeah, I didn't write it. I think it was over $3 million in valuations, and which was like a $4 or $4.5 million increase. So we're seeing some building. The building permits, obviously, is how we keep track of these things, and which is great news.
Little change on the commercial, but then again, we had the school building.
Yeah, that changed definitely. Yeah, so
that was a big one.
Yeah,
but all in all, again, pretty busy. A lot of activity.
There's a lot of activity going on, and hopefully that continues. But you're starting to see. You know, I thought for a little bit there as far as expense, as far as building, we thought maybe you would see maybe.
Slow down,
but it hasn't. Yeah. So there's still people building, which goes right into, you know, we were talking off air about people, what they're paying for homes, but that's good for the city right now, the growth and building a new home. So excited about it.
And we are seeing a lot of progress going up with Brian Fries up on the north end. Brian Fritz.
Yes.
They're moving quickly as long as Mother Nature cooperates with them. So some of the other things, the discussion following the meeting again at the end of the meeting about the recent downtown assessment that was done, again, part of Main Street. And again, we just have, because they didn't get Main Street designation, it's a downtown Boone committee working. Again, working to come up with different ideas and move forward with it.
Yep.
Again, all along you've said this needs to be a public-private partnership.
It does. There needs to be some buy-in from the private as well, or the public and private. So, a lot of talk last night, and you know the presentation that was made about the downtown. There's a variety of things that came up. Maybe. You know, we talked about trees downtown. We talked about diagonal parking. We talked about just changing different things. Currently, the way the parking's set up with the lines, which let those lines go away. And I didn't hear the presentation. I caught bits and pieces. But apparently, by letting them lines go away, that you're going to be able to squeeze more cars in and increase parking. There was talk about, I know Herta has a designated area in front of U.S. Bank, which probably takes up at least three stalls. Do they need that much? There's just a lot of different things that were talked about. So parking seems to be one of the big things. They're looking for a project to do that would help enhance their ability to become a
There is something going on.
So they talked about, you know, where some trees were in the past or where some areas, what maybe they could do a different type of tree. And then I indicated, well, I've had a lot of people say we shouldn't put trees downtown. So it's all good discussion, but it's all
now a matter of trying to put a plan together.
Yeah, so there was a few council people that directed it towards Councilman Williamson, says you need to bring us a plan. You know, she's kind of the representative from the city that's on this Main Street committee, and you know, bring us a plan, show us some ideas, what you're thinking. And show us how you can raise some money to help pay for it.
These are just, and again, it's early on in the whole thing. They still are waiting for their finalized report on here. But we do have a lot of things that are still going on. You do have a lot of businesses that are making improvements. The city does their BDIF fund. And you put committed dollars to that and like to see them being used.
Absolutely. We've worked hard on the downtown as far as ideas and what to do. And, you know, the city itself made a huge commitment by tearing down the old Giggling Goat, whatever the building was called. So we're invested in this. We're invested in trying to do something for the downtown. But we felt that needed to go. That was kind of the start. Let's get this thing out of there, clean it up, and move forward.
And also don't put off the fact that you're well aware of street resurfacing that needs to be done and other multi-million dollar projects there.
It's all needed.
It's all part of your capital plan. Is. So it's there. Just can't do it all at once.
No, you can't.
That's it. Did want to jump ahead a little bit because we're going to throw out the reminders that we do have coming up in a month.
Citywide cleanup.
So we're going to start throwing out information.
Yeah, we're excited about that.
People are still asking, when is this?
Yep.
It's always in June.
Okay, north side, all right? We ready? So on the north side, have all your stuff out on the curb Sunday on June 4th. So through that week. And when I say that's North, Mamie Eisenhower and North. Okay. So that week, and we're going to go through once, and please don't call and say we missed you, because we don't miss. We hit every street. And then on Sunday, June 11th, if you live south of Mamie Eisenhower, please have your stuff out on the curb, and we will work that week. Hopefully they have good weather for this. I mean, we've done it when it's so
hot.
Remember
last year it rained so much?
Yes.
Everything was so.
And if you have questions on what you can put out there, call us at the city. We'll be glad to tell you, because we don't want to – and don't re-roof your house and lay all the shingles out there. Don't tear your deck off. And those are prohibited. This is to help get items that maybe a lot of people don't have the means to take it to the landfill or whatever. Couch, we do a lot of mattresses, those types of things. Sure. So, you know, just be, you know, don't clean out your rental property and dump everything. We've had that happen. And I don't mean to be negative, because we're doing this for the residents. But our public works people work very hard. And we have a few volunteers that step in and help out a few different days as well. It's for the community. We just don't want to see it abused. And every year they're like, are we going to do this? I go, absolutely, we're doing it. So let's make it work out good.
Again, look at the recent city newsletter. If you haven't gotten that, I think it's probably posted online. I'll get it posted online too. Again, just the information that it hasn't changed.
It has not changed.
And again, TVs are not taken and things like
that. It'll tell you what
everything's in there.
What you can put out, what you can't. There's a certain day that you can drop off appliances. Those types of things. So, yeah. And if you have a question, just call us. I know tires, you got to pay to have tires taken away. There's a certain fee for these things. But overall, we've been done this for years. It's worked out well. I thank Boone County for waiving, I think it's 65 tons, the first 65 tons. That's been a huge help for us. We always go way over that.
Usually hit that in the first week.
The whole idea is to help clean up the community and help, you know, to help someone that can't maybe get something out to the landfill.
Well, that means I did want to mention Public Works, because they've been busy, and they are going to be doing a lot of that with a little bit of help from anybody they can muster. But they have been busy, and at least Waylon said, weather permitting and everything else, that street sweeper is going to hit downtown
this week.
Before Friday night.
Yep, so. We're going to get that cleaned up, the salt and sand and the residuals of this winter. So we'll get all that cleaned up. They do a great job, Public Works. They did fix the traffic lights that we talked about the last meeting.
Yep.
So they're busy. They constantly have projects they're working on, whether it's a sewer-related project or traffic lights, you name it, they're involved. So thank you to those people. We run lean. I tell people this. We run lean at Public Works, but they have really stepped up and they get things done. So.
Oh, yes, and they are aware at Benton and
maybe
that they know it's not working.
Yeah.
Parts. Got to order parts and get parts for that stuff like that. Anyway, all in all, did pretty well. The budget amendment coming up for the city, that will be at your May 15th meeting.
Yes.
And once again, the big issues you've been looking at have been the increased cost.
Yeah.
Fuel.
Everything's up.
Things like that. So.
But before we go, quick shout out to everybody involved. Yesterday, we had a standoff with an individual. The house was started on fire, but Boone Police, Fire, Boone County Sheriff's Department, Boone County Hospital, the Iowa State Patrol tactical team was here. End of the day, everything turned out good. Could have been totally different, but I want to thank everybody involved, because a lot of people worked a lot of hours and risked their lives as well to get this thing handled and done. But that's what we do. That's what public safety is always going to do in the city, and we're going to try to do the best we can. But I want to thank everybody involved, because that was
they responded rapidly, and
they did
again. Secured the area.
Secured the area. Made the arrest eventually, but unfortunate. I think the house burnt to the ground, but that's here and there. I want to thank everybody that helped out.
Well,
so
we did have besides the Boone Fire Department,
Ogden and Stratford thank them as well. You bet.
Coming to help, and it's again, you get those issues things like that that are emotional, highly charged,
right.
In this case, fortunate that. No real serious injuries.
That's where the good training shows, and people work together. And so, I just think they did a great job. So thank you.
And again, that was yesterday afternoon, Monday afternoon. So we did miss both the chiefs at the.
They
were busy
into the
working.
Night. So.
Once again, came up. So next meeting for the council, you will have a couple of committee meetings that are going to be up. I think utility committee, I know, wants to meet. talk about some of the issues going on at the water environment station or the wastewater plant. And a lot of that has to do with the UV project, which we can't go into a lot of detail, but the city's been a little disappointed in what's not been getting done in a timely fashion.
That's well said, yes.
We'll do with that. And again, you have engineering firms that you're still paying to get a lot of things done there too. And there are a few other things that I know will continue to go forward here, but getting ready for some construction up on the north end of town. And we know that got some street paving that we want to get done. They want to get that in. And I was going to mention also on the public works side, been doing a lot of sewer lining, actually getting down pretty close to your neighborhood, taking care of some sewer lining issues in there.
Right.
Discovered a bad manhole or two that needed to be taken care of. But they are progressing in getting those things taken care of. We will have the fifth phase of the inflow and infiltration, I call it sump pumps. But that's going to be coming up, and they will have an informational meeting for those residents, which all would be notified.
Right.
But that'll be coming up at, it's been a huge, after the utility committee meeting.
I think you're right. That's been a huge success, and we've had very little issues with that program. And just real quick, that's when they come in. They're going to want to enter your home and see if you have a sump pump, see where it's discharging. I've had a lot of people call, and they go, I go, well, do you have a sump pump? They said, no. I go, well, they're going to walk in and go, you don't have a sump pump, so.
Takes like 15 minutes.
Yeah. So, and if you do, just, it's, you know, and there are a few people that have it discharging into the sanitary sewer. That's what we're trying to eliminate, and we'll help you through that process. And like I said, it's been really good so far.
All right. Boone Mayor John Slide, a guest on our program today. Do appreciate you taking time to come
and
visit with us, and looking forward to next time.